ESPN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
For the last hour, we've had the father of Army Sergeant Clay Garten, who clearly was exposed to DU and believes that he was sick from it and he died. Many others have admittedly been contaminated and have been sick and have died. And our government doesn't care. They're going to keep using it, using even more of it, and then just not giving the people treatment and denying that it ever happened. Dr. Doug Rocky wrote literally the book on this after he was there in the 1990s in Iraq for General Schwarzkopf. He's become ill. Many members of his team have died from it. And we're going to let Mr. Garten go here in just a few minutes and continue with Mr. Rocky, Dr. Rocky. But Clay and Dr. Rocky, both of you, in the few minutes we've got left here in this segment, Rumsfeld, Bush, Clinton, all these people know what this does. The Army's own documents, as you said, going back to the 70s and 80s, know how toxic and deadly this is. And there's other contaminants, not just DU, in these DU rounds. Why don't they care? Why do they bomb bases and then send our troops in to breathe it? Dr. Rocky and then Mr. Garten.
Well, it's very easy. The purpose of war is to kill and destroy. The consequences of war are totally irrelevant. President Bush, ex-President Clinton, ex-President Bush number one, or anybody going back as far as I can remember down back to the 60s. The purpose is to kill and destroy. And when you send a warrior, as we'll say, charge a machine gun nest, that warrior goes in there with an attitude that, first, I'm immune, I'm Superman, nothing can happen to me. But then when it happens, they absolutely just totally disregard the health and environmental effects. In March of 1991, and again, you have a reference to this, I think you're linked to it, I received a memorandum from the Los Alamos National Labs called, it's probably called the famed Los Alamos Memo. It was written by a Colonel Michael Zeem, very specifically stated that we should lie in our reports in order to sustain the use of uranium missions because they're so effective in combat. Combat commander does not care, and the generals and the president don't care what happened to the troops.
Well, that's like saying let's drop neutron bombs on our troops because it'll kill the enemy too.
Well, yeah. Really, that's about it. I mean, that's what's happened.
Well, in my opinion, they should have just nuked the whole country and not even send our troops in, and then we'd have wasted them all. Instead of doing it slowly, we'd kill them all at once.
Well, you know, sir, there's one of the things, and we have to go to this, and, you know, I was involved in the planning of this. I mean, Gulf War II, Operation Iraqi Freedom, was totally ready to go by the summer of 2000, and then when Gore didn't get elected, the kibosh got put on that invasion. Iraq posed absolutely no threat to the United States.
I know
Iraq
that.
Did not possess chemical or biological munitions by the middle of the 1990s. Scott Ritter
and no chance of getting nuclear weapons.
They had absolutely none whatsoever, and they were, you know, they were never involved in 911 whatsoever.
Well, what are we going to do about the one next door to them? Iran, they got it. What are we going to do about them?
You know, again, this is the whole thing.
In North Korea, what are we going to do about that? Yeah. Where are we going to
Well,
stop?
Your buddy, Donald Rumsfeld, helped give them the reactors, all of our buddies.
Yeah.
He's our good friend.
Yeah, where are we going to stop
important.
And take care of our country? How about pulling all of our people back here, and we'll stand off anybody that comes, damn it. And we don't have to go somewhere else. If they want to kill each other and take over each other's countries, that's fine. Let's set a boundary here.
I think what Dr. Rocky was saying is that friendly fire has killed more of our troops in these last few wars than the enemy, and now the DU and the chemicals are killing tens of thousands,
right?
And you're not supposed to talk about it, Dr. Rocky?
That's correct. I mean, you have to understand. I mean, this is coming down to very simple. It's our own actions and our total disregard for the consequences of the weapon systems that we use and the destruction of the nation's infrastructure that we wrought when we go in on there. I mean,
Finish up with Mr. Garten real quick. Mr. Garten, I want to thank you for coming on the broadcast. I'm really sorry about your son. Our prayers go with you and your family and your son, of course. And thank you for coming on and helping expose what DU really does. And hopefully we can change these policies and save a lot of lives.
Thank you for having me. And, Doctor, you take care and hope things get better for you and better for everybody. Thank you very much.
All right. We're going to take care of our troops, sir.
We'll be right back with Dr. Rock.
Next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance. Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-807-5989. That's 800-807-5989. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-807-5989. That's 800-807-5989. Not available in all states.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
1,000 pounds. Imagine a 1,000-pound dirty bomb. I mean, the horrible dirty bombs they've talked about that Al-Qaeda is going to try to use on us might weigh a couple hundred pounds. Well, our government hasn't used 1,000 pounds. They've used 1,000 tons, which is, what, roughly 3,000 pounds, in Iraq just this round. And a third of that in the first Gulf War, near that in Serbia. They've used near those levels in Afghanistan. Their own manuals, going back to the 70s, say that it does this. And then we have their own memos where they say we got to cover this up because it's such a good weapon. And then we march our troops in as disposable heroes. And then I've gotten emails before, hey, you commie, shut up. Well, you just call up Mr. Garten then, who just lost his son, and you go and you look at the graves, or you go to the funerals of these troops. There's people dying right here in Austin. Troops that come back and die and are buried and put in the ground. And they get these muscle spasms, these hot fevers. They do the tests. They've got DU in them. From Texas to New York to Florida, the tests have been done. And so if you really care about the troops, if you really care about what's happening to them, you call your gods, Rush Limbaugh and the rest of them, these neocons who aren't real conservatives, and you demand they talk about this. It's real funny, isn't it? You don't really care about the troops or America. You care about feeling like you're on a football team, the winning team, the neocon team. Well, your Democrat buddies did it too. We're going to go back to Dr. Rocky here in just a second, give him the floor, and go over how we stop this, what it's really doing, why they're doing it. On InfoWars.com, we have his three questions from Dr. Doug Rocky, Ph.D., to the Department of Defense concerning its use of radioactive weapons. And I want to go over these three points with him. Before we do that, just briefly, because I didn't plug him in the last hour, we fund this broadcast and my staff and the four websites and what we do off your purchases of my documentary films, my book, Paul Watson's book, the other videos and books and tapes we sell at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They're among the best documentaries out there exposing this global crime syndicate. I authorize you to make copies of them for nonprofit educational purposes. I'm running a deal just for a few more days of upwards of 75% off on some of my best DVDs and films. Half off on some of the books. Just incredible deals. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Peruse the different deals on 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, on American Dictators, on the books, the videos. Call toll-free. Ask about the specials. Take advantage of some of the specials. 1-888-253-3139 to order via the safe, secure online shopping cart. Go to InfoWars.com, as I said, or call toll-free. 1-888-253-3139 to get a hard copy of any of my 11 films or all the other great books and videos and tapes I carry. Or simply go to PrisonPlanet.tv. And at PrisonPlanet.tv, as we fight the prison planet, all 11 of my films in high bandwidth and low bandwidth, my book, Paul Watson's book, other books we've been authorized to post, dozens of other videos we've been authorized to post, my weekly TV show that you can only get in Austin until now, 15 cents a day if you sign up for a year, 19 cents a day if you sign up for a month, $5.95, folks. That's the price of, what, five cups of coffee? A month to have access to all of this, to truly be informed, to have the facts and support what we're doing. PrisonPlanet.tv. Make the New Year's resolution to get the videos or to get a membership and to take action, because it's such a powerful tool in waking people up. Dr. Rocky, continuing here, I mean, where should we go now? I mean, talking to Mr. Garten, you know, hearing about how his son died. Number one, what are the numbers that you've got since DU was first used 13 years ago in the first Gulf War and now used in three other areas, and then, well, four other areas, also here in the U.S. at least 10 different zones, open air, mass munitions at these different you know, weapons testing grounds, and all these battlefields where they're doing these simulated wars. All of, I mean, how many people are sick and dying from this?
We have to look at all of the combinations of the effects we had. You can't isolate the exposures out to one given thing, and that's what's been the absolute horrifying thing about this whole thing. We know the individuals, when they had very specific exposures to uranium munitions contamination by inhalation, ingestion, or absorption, or the shrapnel in their wounds, that they're going to have problems. And I'm going to go back to the middle of last year where, you know, I actually have the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs reports. Out of 696,841 individuals that served during the Persian Gulf War proper, the combat action from August of 1990 through October, November 1991. As of May of last year, 231,000 had put in for claims because they were sick and ill. And the VA had awarded, this is just those involved in the active combat phase of Gulf War I, 179,310. Now, we know the most current data and reports we've had in the last few weeks that this number now is over 181,000 that are a permanent disability. They denied medical care to over 27,000 people. That includes my own staff. And I'm still, we were just fighting the last few days still trying to get my own staff medical care 14 years after the fact.
And you were there removing the destroyed vehicles that had been shot up with this stuff.
Oh, yeah. We were doing everything under the sun with hazardous materials, all the DU munitions, the chembio, and rad, the whole mess. So that's what we know has happened. Now, of everybody that served in the Persian Gulf region, from August of 1990 through May of 2004, we had over 327,000 that had put in for permanent claims from the VA, and the VA had awarded permanent disability to over 257,000. That's one-third of the force.
Now, I've read the number that as of a few years ago, it was 35,000 of the troops have died for different reasons. Now I'm hearing that number's 50,000 just from the first Gulf War. Is that accurate?
Probably too low. I can't get it. It's just astonishing. Then we go to Operation Iraqi Freedom. Okay? Again, as of August of this last year, we already had the VA had awarded permanent disability to 27,571. We're at 20% within 1 year. We had 153 cases of cancer. We had, let's go to some of the bigger numbers, 5,375 of the neuropsych, over 5,000 neurological, respiratory, digestive, over 6,000. I mean, we're seeing skin problems. It just devastated me and all my staff. Neuromuscular, over 8,000. These are permanent problems already with the kids.
Well, let's get personal. Your team, how big was it? How many people have gotten cancer? How many have died?
Real good, hard put together. If we look at the total number of individuals the U.S. Department of Defense totally acknowledged was involved in friendly fire plus all of our cleanup, that's over 400 individuals.
From a group of how many?
That's over 400 individuals.
So out of 400 individuals, how many have gotten cancer or have
problems? It's a real hard thing to put, but we've been able, looking at all the data, we got well over 20 are dead out of the primary 100. Now, the thing that's astonishing, which is really bad news on
you. Well, that's 20% out of the primary 100.
Yeah, it is. And what we look at, which is really bad news on this whole thing, is even though we had 424 individuals there, that I can specifically identify, the Department of Defense has totally acknowledged in their own documents. They told President Bill Clinton back in 1998, that was 7 years after the fact, they'd only notified 104 and 105 individuals out of 424 that they need medical care 7 years after the fact. And as the Department of Defense is totally acknowledging here even recently.
So they're even admitting, yes, you've been poisoned, you need care, but the mainstream media still, is DU bad for you?
Well, the other thing, too, is but you can't get medical care. I mean, you know, up until even the last few days, I'm still fighting to get medical care from my sergeant, who they claim to be the Department of the Army down at National Records Center in St. Louis, Missouri, claims was never there. But you go to the unclassified and classified reports and the photos, he's all over the place. So what we have is just a total, absolute disregard for the existing orders and regulations that mandate medical care for everybody, and they just totally walk away. Now, the thing, and this is the horrifying thing about this thing, and which has really bothered me completely, now we have another one of our warriors, another son, Sergeant Gardner, who's died over nothing. That's what's really the tragedy here. It's all over nothing. But then when we send our troops in with inadequate training, for example, right here, I'm near Champaign, Illinois, we're getting ready to deploy over 600 members of the 2nd Battalion, 130th Illinois Army Infantry National Guard to Iraq. They're leaving within hours. Okay? That's how close it is. They do not have the training, because I've talked to them. They do not have the equipment. And they're being sent into a nightmare again. And
well, I've read the Army doesn't even allow the issuance of the training manuals about DU.
Well, they haven't done that. I mean, the number of orders that were issued once I completed all this stuff back in the 90s and again reissued in the total just refusals to do it is just continued travesty and a tragedy.
Why every war do they do this to our troops, and now it's getting even worse? I mean, why do they almost take an enjoyment in hurting the troops even greater than the enemy does and then not even giving them treatment?
Well, part of the thing is it's just winning the battle and winning the war with a total disregard for health and environmental effects. You have to understand, this goes back to what I learned from my days in Vietnam. We're totally expendable.
Well, that shows Rumsfeld's disconnect going, hey, you go to war with the army you got. They had years to get ready for this.
Well, you know, we actually planned to put this thing together years ago. So all the stuff that's happening, when you look at the training, the operations, and all the exercise we have is all put together, but it's total disregard. It's real simple. The United States uses uranium munitions because they're extremely effective. They destroy a nation's infrastructure, release all the toxic industrial chemicals. They don't provide the troops with the protection they needed. They don't clean up the mess that they're supposed to do. Then they put the troops in there, and the kids come back sick, and they die, and nobody gives a flying.
We'll be right back.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net. Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
I want the military personnel listening. I want the police listening. I want people that serve this government who are listening to understand. They admittedly left 20-plus thousand American and British POWs in Nazi camps and let Stalin have them. That's admitted. I have the documents. Mainstream. Roosevelt, and this is now, the documents were declassified 2 years ago in major New York papers, but just back of the paper, ordered the Navy to leave 7,000 American citizens in the Philippines so they'd be captured because it would, quote, be good propaganda in the newsreels. 7,000 lives. 4,000 plus of them died in the camps. I've interviewed people who were 6 years old in the camps, watching their mothers and fathers being tortured and raped by the Japanese, who were pretty brutal. just so they could have some propaganda and newsreels about having our civilians. Oh, but they wouldn't be involved in 9/11. The globalist would. Oh, no. They wouldn't market drugs that they know are dangerous on the market. The government cares about you. The government loves you. The government's run by sweetie pies that are just so nice. And Dr. Rocky, most of the troops and police I talk to know something's wrong, support what I'm doing, what you're doing. But a few weeks ago, I was buying some Christmas presents at Academy Sporting Goods store, and a guy walked up, and, you know, he's like, I fly helicopters for the Night Stalkers, and I'm like, you know, you're full of it, and blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, you know, the vaccines have been admitted to be deadly. I mean, that's admitted. Ah, whatever. Well, you better watch out with DU. And he started laughing at me. I mean, you know, what's funny about this when their own manuals say it, but I'm bad? How is it not patriotic that I stand up for the troops, that I gave out the phone number to raise money for this dead soldier's family? How is that bad, but these people just sit there doing nothing for the soldiers, and even some soldiers laugh about it, Dr. Rocky?
Wish I had the answer to that question. Many, many years ago, between combat missions, Vietnam days, and some events happened, and my commanding general was right there. I stayed in touch with him. We stayed friends for over 30 years. He had told us back in Vietnam days, between combat missions, he said, you know, I'm going to always take care of you, and I want you to always take care of the troops, because that's our primary responsibility. Well, right before he died here a few years ago, he looked at me and said, well, Sergeant Rock, because at that time I was a sergeant, ended up going through all the ranks, said, Sergeant Rock, that's how he remembered me. Are you still taking care of the troops? And, General, yes, sir, I am. What we have to understand with uranium munitions use, the United States made the conscious, United States officials, Department of Defense officials.
You have the document.
Oh, absolutely. Made the conscious choice to use uranium munitions and disregard the health and environmental effects. The Army regulation, and I'm looking at it right here, signed by General Shinseki, who issued the original order back in October 93 to clean up the medical care, provide all the training, and clean up all environmental contamination that got me on this whole DU project. This Army regulation specifically states, I'm going to read this quote, Commander's Radiation Safety Officer will identify, segregate, isolate, secure, and label all radiologically contaminated equipment. Procedures to minimize the spread of radioactivity will be implemented as soon as possible. Okay, that's not a question, that's a direct order. The unit team individual responsible for the equipment, whether friendly or foreign, at the time of damage or contamination, is responsible for taking all actions consistent with this regulation and pamphlet that I wrote. We come on down. All equipment to include captured or combat radiologically contaminated equipment will be surveyed, packaged, retrograded, decontaminated, and released in accordance with the technical bulletin 9-213-278 that specifies contamination levels. Personnel, quote, personnel handling contaminated equipment need to follow personal safety measures outlined in the pamphlet. That requires full respiratory and skin protection. We keep coming on down. But
Rush Limbaugh says it's nutritious.
How about that?
How about he eat some with his Wheaties?
How about let him eat all this stuff? You know, the requirements exist. The U.S. Army regulation, which has the same force as U.S. federal law, requires thorough cleanup. We come on down to the next section and absolutely mandates medical care. Not a question. Not a thing, well, I'll think about it. It says, thou shalt provide medical care. When we look at the technical bulletin that we revised based on all our research and firsthand experience, not somebody sitting, you know, at a desk thinking about this stuff, but what you really do it and how you clean up the mess. That's the kind of science I did. That's what I did as a super garbage man, had to clean up the mess. Okay? And so when you look at the very specific specifications, it's not, i.e., something that you says I can get around with. We know that the level of contamination that exists throughout Iraq and the camp for the soldiers there in the combat areas exceeds any permissible levels. We know the Department of Defense officials are not cleaning up. They're not providing the troops adequate.
Stay there, doctor. Let's do a few more minutes on the other side and take some calls. Let's come back and talk about it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration is the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call Sea Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555. Or visit seamineral.com.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I know we've had loaded phones for the last hour and a half, and I haven't been taking calls because I've had two guests on about DU. You want to talk about depleted uranium or examples of our government not caring about its own minions, just to show you how ruthless these corporate creatures are. We'll go to John and Roger and a few others that are holding, plus a caller wants to talk about a Casper, Wyoming Star Tribune article about Clarence Thomas, the Bohemian Grove. I saw it this morning, didn't print it for some reason, didn't bring it, but we'll talk to that caller about that too. 1-800-259-9231. You want to talk to Dr. Doug Rocky, an American hero, Vietnam veteran, literally wrote the book in the early 90s on DU and how deadly it is for the Pentagon, the official Army regulations not being followed. And then the neocons get on radio, like the gun-grabbing, open-border, big-government-promoting scum they are, and tell you, it's conservative, it's good for you. I mean, I've heard them. It's good for you. It's not bad. It's safe. It's depleted. It's not a problem. It's total fraud, okay? Two rims of radiation. New York Daily News did blood tests at a major firm. I mean, that's very high levels, folks. But before we go back to Dr. Rocky and your calls, I want to play this clip. I played it probably 10 times over the last few months, where local CBS News, and this has been all over the country, similar reports, where they tell you new reports, mercury's good for your child's brain. I expect them to say uranium's good for you soon. You know, this is the just incredible lying from our scientists, from our PhD. I want to get his comment on mercury being nutritious for you. Go ahead and play this clip.
mercury-containing vaccines may have on kids.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses, a new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Seema Mather.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance. A recent move by the Food and Drug Administration could...
Then I get into a new defibrillator. The point here is this one study was done by a big drug company that makes vaccines, the other by the feds, and they have literally thousands of studies about how bad mercury is for the brain, especially at 200 times safe levels. That's what a six-month-old gets after the first round of shots. Dr. Rocky, just a side issue, they're now telling us that mercury is good for us. Do you think that's true?
This is pure nonsense. That's about all I can say. I mean, mercury, like all this stuff, are a toxic heavy metal. You get into the body, you're going to get sick. It's that simple. And there is no safe level. This concept or idea, there's safe level.
But, sir, it's not just safe. It's good for your brain now.
Well, I mean, we've had the same comments already made about uranium contamination in the body. The U.S. Army officials have made those same comments recently. It's pure nonsense.
Wait a minute. They're saying it's nutritious?
Oh, absolutely.
You're joking.
I mean, it's pure nonsense. You have to understand. I'm going to go back. I'm going to make this loud and clear. The Los Alamos Memorandum, which you have a link to on your website, very specifically stated to lie on the reports in order to sustain the use of uranium
emissions. Yeah, we've got a link to that, but do you have that in front of you? Can you read that?
Sure.
And then we'll go to calls. This is where they're saying, this is a great weapon, let's lie about it. Give you time, but take your time to dig it out. Again,
yeah, it's
folks.
Just, I mean, when we look at all of the stuff that's happening, I don't even know how to. I don't know how to get there. Well, I'm not finding it right now. But again,
let me try to dig it out. I've got the printouts. But go ahead.
Yeah, it just there's so much stuff. I mean, it's just absolute pure nonsense. And you know, we can go over.
Well, tell us what that particular officer said.
Well, what it said very specifically stated: we need to ensure the use of uranium munitions. We need to put it together, and there have to be total proponency. And whenever we write after-action reports to ensure that we sustain the use of uranium munitions. I mean, that's been going off and on forever. When I was director of the Depleted Uranium Project, all this information started coming out, and I'm going, well, you know, we got to all get this put together, but the same thing, we're trying to make sure it's taken care of within the military.
So what's next? They're going to start saying cyanide's good for you, or?
Who knows? I mean, you know, it's just pure, total nonsense. Thing is, it's happening here. The idea and the concept just to kill and destroy and totally disregard the health and environmental effects of warfare, whether it's uranium munitions or destruction of a nation's infrastructure, and walk away just for power and greed and everything else is what's driving it all around.
The sick part is that the current White House, and it was the same for Clinton, is a bunch of chicken hawks.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, you have to understand all these people involved in this stuff go back through multiple administrations. It's not any one given thing. The guys that are running this thing now under Bush 2 were the same ones that were doing it under Clinton, and some of them were involved in Bush 1, and they go back forever. You need to understand it doesn't change. It doesn't change. The horrifying thing about this thing is, now we got Sergeant Gardner, you know, his you know, died right after Christmas, you know, and all this stuff. He was, again, abandoned by his nation. But yet, now they have to go out and put a fund together to take care of his children. Okay? That's ludicrous. Bush is about to spend millions upon millions upon millions of dollars for this friggin' inauguration, okay? Why don't they give one of those $1 million to this family and help take care of this family? That's where the reality is. I'm tired of our nation's soldiers being sent to war with inadequate training, with inadequate equipment, in totally contaminated environments, not being provided the mandated medical care that is required by direct orders, put into areas where the contamination is whole all over the place because it has not been cleaned up, even though it's absolutely required by U.S. Army regulation, Department of Defense regulation guidelines.
Well, they used three times as much DU in Iraq this time as 14 years ago, or 13 and a half years ago.
The country's trashed.
And they used it in all the populated areas instead of out in the middle of the desert. And if we've had thousands of people die from it in the first one, what are the numbers going to be this time?
I mean, the numbers are already astronomical. When we're looking at over 20% of the current force after 1 year already being permanently disabled, you got to ask what the question is. It's not IE 6 or 8,000 that have been wounded and another 1,200 or 1,400 that have died. It's all these other 1,000 that have died, like Sergeant Gardner, that are not counted. And it's all these other 27,000 have already been given permanent disability within 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the casualty count is just astronomical. And it's over nothing. Okay? The regulations mandate medical care. The regulations mandate...
Well, that's my point. Why did I have an Army officer laughing at me saying he'd been told it was a conspiracy by his superiors when I was saying, your own manual says it's deadly, and he's laughing at me?
They're fools. You have to remember, you get in this mindset where they got everything put together, okay? And the individual, the group think, and they say, well, this is what they tell me, so therefore it's there. You know, if I hadn't been there and learned it myself, okay, and went through the process of understanding what happened and making the decision I can't go along with this nonsense anymore, I might have stuck in there with those guys. But what I learned and what I saw in a military career that spanned over, you know, over well over 30 years in all these special considerations is they don't care. And
well,
for a soldier that the soldier that believes this stuff but doesn't look and says, I'll give you an example. The U.S. Army and Department of Defense officials that are responsible for radiation safety for the troops and our nation's troops right now and in the past have absolutely point-blank refused to join me in my effort to ensure that medical care is provided to our nation's sons and daughters as ordered by the U.S. the Surgeon General and the environmental contamination is cleaned up as ordered by General Shinseki. They refuse to help us do that.
So when we hear support the troops, that means live in denial, drink your six-pack, don't care about the troops. Now, this is number three of your three questions. By what legal or ethical right can members of the United States military or any other nation's military disperse tons of uranium weapons with radioactive and heavy metal toxic contamination, America's own dirty bomb, any place in the world when those radioactive materials will then contaminate air, water, soil with consequence of adverse health effects, as we know, will occur? We must remember that one of the findings published by the U.S. Army Environment Policy Institute in their 95 report on depleted uranium was, quoted, no available toxicology can significantly change the inherent chemical and radiological toxicity of DU. These are intrinsic properties of uranium. Hey, mercury's bad for you, folks, in high levels. Uranium's bad for you. It is not vitamin C. And we're radical, Dr. Rocky, because you were one of the, you know, head guys who wrote the book on this for them. You're radical because you say it as the troops die. I'm radical because I know mercury isn't good for me.
The world's turned topsy-turvy.
Let's take some calls. John in New York, you're on the air with insane people that think uranium's bad for you. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm just going to tell you about a VA hospital. I got about 3 points. I'll make it quick. VA hospital here in our town, they tried to fire one of the local workers. He had a bad back. They tried not to pay my workman's comp. He ended up going through court procedures and all that. When it got said and done, the boss put paperwork in his file that was false, and the secretary admitted that in court. So anyhow, he proved his case, and he got his job back. When it got said and done, the job was, the description of what actually happened is a fraudulent description put in the file, and the boss has still got his job. Secondly, can we use, like, pH to dictate possibly a measure of, if you've got DU, it would be an inherent measure of, hey, I got a problem here, it might be an indicator. Secondly, my son, other son, went into the military, and he was a Band-Aid, you know, going to be a medical. And when they came out of the military a year later, he tells me oxygen is bad for you. I says, who the hell told you that? Excuse my language, but, you know, it's just the other extreme of the case. And the last thing is, as far as the UN outlaws using dirty bombs or whatever else, now they've got a tool for ourselves to use that, hey, you didn't enforce the law on that side, so now when you say we've got a mandate that we're going to be Euro or a world order or whatever, we don't have to mandate that rule because you didn't mandate the other rule. It's just, it's a bad game again. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John. Yeah, this systemic corruption in the VA, would you like to speak to that, Dr. Rocky?
Well, it's an ongoing thing. I mean, what has happened is care has been denied, inappropriate care has been given, care has been delayed. or when they give you the care, they totally disregard it. When you go in for health problems, they totally disregard it, or they just say, we're doing you a favor.
And I want to add a caveat to police and firemen listening. This is NBC News, folks, but back of the paper. And this is in the 9/11 section of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Those buildings, Tower 1 and 2, were built, were insulated with asbestos. That's admitted. And the people got incredibly sick. The EPA put out the report and said they've got huge amounts of particulates in their lungs. Of this, they're very sick. They need a fund. And George Bush blocked the fund to give medical treatment to the firemen and police. Forget the civilians, as they call us. So again, there's another example just of how they'll have all these tributes to you, all this sappiness on TV, crying and loving you and telling you what heroes you are, but they really don't care about you.
Well, Christine Whitman actually authored the reports and all the contaminants that were involved there and where everybody got sick. I was a keynote speaker at an EPA conference held at EPA headquarters in Cincinnati a year ago on all this stuff. It was right after that conference where all this stuff came out that Whitman got fired and stuff started coming out. So that's, again, a toxic wasteland. They don't care. I mean, it's mind-boggling.
But again, it was, what was it, $97 million, which sounds like a lot, but it's not when you got tens of thousands of police and firemen. And see, you didn't get it. You don't get anything, but you're going to pull me over and demand to search my car and act like a police state thug serving this system. It's stupid.
That's good. What, do we got another call?
Yeah, let's go to Roger in Pennsylvania. Roger, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. Dr. Doug, I've been wanting to ask, and I assume you're probably at least a little more ordnance expert than I am, which would be sufficient. But am I correct in my surmise that even if one believes in DU rounds, that they... say in Bosnia and probably to a lesser extent even in, say, the Iraqi context, that probably less than something like 1 to 5% of the time would that round make a difference, not requiring a second round, et cetera. There's no very little reactive armor, et cetera, that would occasion the use of such a round. Is that about accurate?
Well, let me put it even simpler than that. A standard heat round, high explosive, or a 50 cal round is going to take out the equipment. We never found a reactive armor. We never found anything that couldn't be penetrated by 50 cal rounds.
Well, how about that? God bless you all.
Yeah, that's a good point. Is I've seen them admit on television that they shoot buildings up, regular cars, buses.
Well, we've got the actual measurements. We've got the actual photographic records. We've got the video records. I mean, I've got video footage of U.S. Army officers with all the contamination around, not putting their troops in the protective gear, not cleaning up, and just simply refusing to do anything with it, just leaving it there. There's no question about this.
Why are they just using it all over Iraq and more munitions? I mean, before it was just the Abrams dart round, the Sabo round, and in the Warthog Vulcan cannon. Why is it in so many other using so many other weapons now?
Kills and destroys. This is a little curious thing.
Well, here's a question. How many weapon systems that you know of is it being used in?
Okay, we have it in the Abrams rounds, 105, 120 millimeter round. That's in the U.S. side. We have it in 30 millimeter. And each one of those are about 10 pounds solid uranium per round. The Bradley fighting vehicle uses a 25 millimeter round. That's about a half pound of solid uranium per round. The Warthog fires a DE round. Each one's about 3/4 pound of solid uranium per round. It fires at 4,000 rounds per minute. That's a ton and a half per minute on target. Then we have the ATEM and the PEDEM. Those are both submunitions. Those are landmines. Those are cluster bombs contained EU. Then we have it in the 50 cal machine gun. I mean,
yeah, I've read that they're issuing it to everybody now.
We absolute total confirmation on Abrams tank being taken out by a 50 cal DU round. Absolute total confirmation, not a question. Then we have it in the bunker busters. Absolutely no doubt about it. We got it in the cruise missiles. You have to understand, this stuff is so effective that the warrior, when they go to war, or the guys that run the war, are going to use it. And the other thing, too, is we're getting rid of all of our radiological waste at Oak Ridge in Tennessee, Portsmouth in Ohio, and Paducah, Kentucky. They can't dispose of it there, so what we'll do is dispose it in another nation and walk away.
Incredible. I know we got a bunch of calls, but John, specifically for Dr. Rocky, who's up next? Okay, well, we got callers calling in, but they're calling in about other issues, about Bohemian Grove, other issues. So we're not going to take calls on that, folks. We're talking about depleted uranium here in just the last few minutes we've got with Dr. Rocky here at the end of the year. Dr. Rocky, I couldn't have thought of a more important broadcast to do at the end of the year, because if they'll do this, they'll do anything. I mean, what else are they doing that is killing our own people? I mean, what does this say about, in closing, the mindset of these people?
Well, let's consider Project Shad is still an ongoing thing throughout the United States, where they've deliberately exposed chemical and biological munitions to our own troops, as they've done for years and years and years. I've had to clean that up. I've had to provide medical care for the casualties, and that continues on. The thing is, again, as we end this year, the United States has gone to war again. They have sent our sons and daughters into war with defective equipment, with inadequate training, into a contaminated area where we refuse to provide, clean up the contamination that we caused. We're leaving that contamination there to affect the residents of those areas, and we've walked away and refused to provide medical care. And now we've got another American warrior, a son of America, who's died in Kansas City area, abandoned by his nation, for which he gave his life for.
Dr. Rocky, I'll see you in 2005. I want to get you back on about Project Shad.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming on. Hold on just one moment. We'll be right back, folks. Hold on just a second.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
All right. You know, always the most important stuff gets said during breaks. Talking to Dr. Rocky, you know, he's having upper respiratory problems right now, bleeding rashes from the DU right now. A lot of his team has died that was there in 1991 and are very ill. Finishing up, Dr. Rocky, during the break, we were talking about folks that go, oh, I trust the government. They wouldn't do that to me. And you had a comment to that.
They're going to do it to you. And what I need to urge right now, it's been all over the news and everybody, I need to have every mother and father, son and daughter, niece and nephew, grandparent, aunt and uncle, call their congressman, their senators, the president of the United States, call the Secretary of Defense, and absolutely ensure, mandate, that our sons and daughters are not sent to war with defective equipment, inadequate training, and a total lack of medical care assessment before they go to war, when they're in war, and medical care when they come back.
But you know the cover-up's got to continue. They can't let it out. They did. This is like all the other cover-ups.
Well, yeah, but the whole thing is we have to have everybody that yells and screams at no more. One of the things that I'm going
to
do...
Well, it's also a good reason not to join the military.
Well, let me tell you, after 30-some years in the military as a retired and disabled combat veteran right now, I wouldn't advise anybody to join the military from what I've learned. But what we have to do now, we have to take care of our sons and daughters. Everybody must call and take action to demand and ensure they have adequate training, the equipment they need, they get the medical care before, they get the medical care during and after, and they're not put in there with defective equipment. And this nonsense where Rumsfeld said, well, you go to war with what you have is ridiculous. He has an obligation to ensure that our sons and daughters have the best equipment at all times. And when I hear words and I get back a message, send me a Christmas care package, send me socks, send me shoelaces, send me the simplest stuff, send me toilet paper.
Did you know Halliburton charges them $100 for 10 pounds of laundry?
Yeah, well, Halliburton has been ripping everybody off since I wrote the cleanup plan and gave it to Halliburton by direct of the Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright, back in 92. What the heck?
Listen, Dr. Rocky, have a good new year, and I want to get you back on soon about Project Shad, where they openly nerve gas and bio our troops and kill them and test it on them. I want to get you back on about that, and God bless you, and thanks for your courage.
Thank you, and God bless, and Happy New Year to everybody. And to that family, we got to take care of that family, but then we have to make sure our government takes care of all of the families.
And stops what they're doing to begin with. Take care.
Take care. Bye.
Folks, I mean, again, so many people think they're members of the establishment. You defend it like a bunch of bees or something, and it doesn't care about you. In fact, it hates you. The globalists have little contest about who's the most ruthless. Seriously, they do. It's a society of sickos that run the planet, and they want you to think you're part of it. You're not, folks. Okay? This broadcast is not radical. Mercury is not nutritious. Uranium is not good for you. You know, this is true. This is real. The IMF and World Bank public documents now are how to make the world starve, how to take our pension funds, how to enslave us. It's about control. They're criminals. In this new year, 2005 coming up, we're probably going to see globalist terror attacks, bring in national drafts and police state. We're going to see the implementation of the national ID card to the driver's license. We're going to see the new freedom initiative as they try to push that for psychological testing and drugging. We have got to wake everybody up and say no. We got to support those that tell the truth. We've all got to become info warriors and stand up against this new world order. The interview you heard with Dr. Rocky will re-air tonight, 9 to midnight central, and several times over the weekend. Please tell your friends and family to tune in if they're in the military so they have a chance to hear the reality of what they're facing from the guy that literally wrote the book back in 1991 for the Pentagon on DU, Dr. Doug Rocky. I'm Alex Jones signing off. I'll see you live in 2005. I won't be out getting drunk tonight. I'll be editing and working on my new video, Martial Law. I hope you'll spend time with your family and think about the new year instead of going out and acting like an idiot. We've got more serious things to do than to go out and drink and drive. So be careful. Watch out for the drunk idiots tonight. And God bless you. And check out PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks.